Amtrak's inspection train pulled into the Pensacola Depot last February, originating from New Orleans with stops along the Panhandle before ending up in Jacksonville. Along with a host of VIPs, officials of Amtrak and CSX were aboard, checking both the infrastructure and the public's desire to resume service, which was ended by Hurricane Katrina 11 years ago.
If nothing else, it showed that there's a lot of grassroots interest and support in passenger rail on the Gulf Coast. I feel like I've been drinking from a fire hose since that day.
Greg White chairs the Southern Rail Commission and adds that the same week as the inspection train, they kicked off the Gulf Coast Working Group, as mandated by Congress.
Congress asked the Federal Railroad Administration to form this group to study cost, interest, best ways forward for returning Gulf Coast passenger rail service.
The group, representing Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, has been meeting each month ever since and has received studies from Amtrak and CSX on infrastructure needs. But in all candor, White says the CSX study appears to be excessive.
Some of the things that they included in their modeling were a growth factor for the next 25 years and what traffic on the route would look like then, with the suggestion that we build today for what that may be, and I'm not sure that any of us can see our way clearly to do that.
Besides Amtrak and CSX, other stakeholders along the Gulf Coast include the Federal Railroad Administration and the West Florida Regional Planning Council, where Vicki Garrett is a transportation planner.
We have been diligently working on assessing the route and also coming up with cost estimates, identifying areas that need some infrastructure and upgrades.
A cost estimate for the upgrades is not yet available, but she says that estimate will cover a large portion of the Florida Panhandle.
We do not have signalization through much of the Panhandle, as well as the train control measures. With the expressed support for the return of passenger rail service, we would hope to be able to find some funding for those necessary improvements.
Pensacola's depot, tracks, and other infrastructure were not touched by Katrina. Garrett says that, along with the city's 457-year history, are the city's two major advantages.
All across the Gulf Coast, a lot of the existing depots and infrastructure, at a minimum, will help us get the service back up and running. And I think that once that happens, they're going to find the city's investing more with upgrades to their train depots and, of course, the economic development.
Southern Rail Chairman Greg White says there have been a lot of down-in-the-weeds conversations about specific stretches of track and movable bridges. The latter has led to seeking input from the U.S. Coast Guard.
I think there are 17 movable bridges on the route that we're wanting to start the Gulf Coast service back up on. That seems to be of real concern to CSX because under the law, they have to deliver the passenger rail a certain percentage of the time, and they want to make sure that they can meet that requirement.
The project does have a friend in court, so to speak. Bill Nelson, Florida's senior U.S. senator, is a ranking member of the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. It will review the final report from the Gulf Coast Rail Service Working Group. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.